one of the hardest things that I have to deal with is putting all the effort that I do into the podcast, into Swolenormous X in particular, just everything that I do, just sometimes these conversations that I have with people that really can't be helped, whether they joined for a couple days and then decided that commitment isn't right for them. You know, a lot of times people really don't know what's good for them. And it's hard when you know you can help someone. I think that's the kicker, when you know you can help someone, but they aren't ready to help themselves. I think a lot of personal trainers, a lot of people in the fitness industry, coaches, go through the same type of thing where they know they can help someone. They have the services, they have the content, they have the knowledge, whatever, which is why I do the daily podcast, because I want to help as many people as I can and get it out there and have it out there for whomever that it crosses paths with, for whomever it touches. You know, it gives me a better chance to reach more people rather than just going one-on-one. That's why for me, doing one-on-one training was frustrating, because it was so small scale. I didn't feel like I was making enough of an impact or having as much of an impact as I could. And, you know, to have the opportunity and the ability and the capability to help people around the world with my online fitness platform, right? Swolenormous X, all my classes, you know, everything that's online that I've created, I put so much time into. It's frustrated when I can't convey that to someone, or the importance of taking care of their own body. I have so many positive comments and messages coming in that I try to focus on those, but I don't want to surround myself in a bubble. Like, it's not a perfect system. And I guess part of that is just the human nature of expectation. Like, I put all this work in that everyone's going to see the value. And some people really do. You know, the Swolenormous X community and the family is really tight-knit, and everyone really appreciates everyone's time and is extremely supportive. And of course, you can't please everyone. You can't engage everyone. Not everyone is, you know, going to be the most talkative person. Not everyone is going to really be a, you know, an outspoken, you know, great community member. Some people just stay in the shadows and do their thing and crush it, and they're a great part of the community. Don't get me wrong, I didn't mean it like that, but they're not like verbal, they're not, you know, commenting all the time or posting all the time, but they're doing their thing. You know, everyone plays. There was always people that are in the back of the classroom, right, that focus on their shit but might not be loud and ostentatious kind of thing, and that's fine. I think it's just part of the frustration. It's part of the whole journey that I'm going through, is that some people aren't ready to help themselves. And it's a challenge. It's like the movie Inception. It's really hard to create the thought inside someone in such a way that it's their own thought, that it makes it intrinsic. It's the whole concept of intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. I don't use the word motivation a lot because it gets correlated with emotion, and I don't like people to think about emotion as being a dictator of whether or not they accomplish their tasks. You know, you're not going to be emotionally excited to do things. You're not going to be happy or positive all the time, but you still have to do it. So that might only just be like the initial start of it, right? The resolution mindset where I'm going to do it. That might last a couple days. What's going to happen when the dust settles and the resolutions are gone and it's February? Are you going to be buckling down, right? So it's hard to create that intrinsic inspiration, motivation in someone else. I want fitness and I want health and I want the human body and their life to be their number one priority. I have to create that kind of inspiration so that they generate that themselves. And it's just a different approach. It's a different approach. I know why. I know why a lot of other people in the fitness industry, most people, try to sell something that's a 6-week challenge, or they try to sell a supplement that will promise amazing results, because they're one-off purchases. There are things that capture people's excitement in the moment, but they don't provide any real long-term adhesion. And I think it's part of that vicious cycle. It's part of the problem with the human psyche, is that maybe originally people did want to do that, but people are generally lazy and they don't stick to their programming, so they fall off anyway. So it's like, well, why am I going to sell a lifetime approach when people are going to buy something, stick to it for a couple weeks, and then quit? You know, I'm going against the grain by creating a whole system with Swolenormous X that generates workouts and programming endlessly, and that just really inspires people to continue to grow their health and fitness, you know, for the long term. It's a whole different approach. It's much more challenging. It's a different mindset. It's going on something a lot deeper than just some surface motivation and, oh, I feel like working out today. No, we're going deep with all the content here. And I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, those little conversations that I have with people that just aren't ready to do that or aren't really, don't have that deep within, I think I'm just frustrated because I see that reflection in myself and I hate that. You know, it's that personality or that mindset that I would hate to see inside myself. So it really repels me and it frustrates me that someone else, I don't know, it frustrates me that I can't create that, or it frustrates me that I'm experiencing that in someone else. Sorry, the alarm went off. So yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, not gonna lie. And, you know, I wish that all of you that are listening, I'm sure that those of you that are listening, you're not on that kind of fringe, that you are taking it upon yourself. I'm sure you haven't found this podcast, you're not listening to these raw podcasts with that kind of fringe or weaker mindset. But it's something that you have to constantly cultivate. You have to constantly catch yourself and check yourself and make sure that you realize what you're doing. You know, you have to come back to your game plan and realize that this is just part of what you do as a human being, what you do as a part of being alive. And when you take that approach with your fitness overall, the long term, you know, those are the people that win. And it's not sexy, it's not easy, and it's not simple to grasp that lifetime concept, because how do you grasp a lifetime concept when you haven't lived a lifetime? So you're literally going to the unknown. Human beings don't have a good perception of how long time is, how long life is, and it's hard to do something in the short term and be like, oh, it's going to happen in the future. That's why people don't invest their money properly, because they don't see long term. And investing into your health. When you work out, you're investing. You're adding money to the bank. You're adding health, physical wealth to your body. Most people don't do that. It's just a mental shift. Things that absolutely need to change. And it's frustrating when I can't see that reflection or I can't generate that in other people. And I'm really trying to let it just wash over me, because I look at that and I'm like, ah, that's one person. That's one person that's not, you know, fit for our private family. That's one person that's not responding to my message for whatever reason. Okay, I get it. You know, I get it. It happens. And I try to think, all right, it's just one of 7 billion. Like, it's one person. It's like a drop in the ocean. However, it's just, you know, those things get under my skin. I just want more people to realize this, more people to realize the importance, more people to realize that life is a lot more than micromanaging day to day. Life is a lot simpler than, oh, how much of this on my plate, how many scoops. It's like, just focus on the simple shit. Fucking go to the gym. Let's start being consistent. That's worth, like, it's worth the money, it's worth the time, it's worth the effort, it's worth everything. People justify such garbage waste of fucking money, make so many excuses, and I know when it's an excuse. I know when people are blowing smoke up my ass. I have that trainer scent. I know when people blow smoke up my fucking ass. I've been in this game for 2 decades. I know when it's an excuse. I know when it's full of shit. And I created Swolenormous. I don't have to smile and wave anymore. I'll say whatever the fuck I want, and I'll say what I feel. And I want to call out all the people that are fucking in the wind. I want to call out all the people, all of you. If you're listening and you're half pregnant, step the fuck up. It's time to realize that this game is not going to end pretty for you. It's not going to end well unless you actually get your shit together. So get your fucking mind right. Get your fucking mind right.